93 minutes, nonstop, commercial-free. There goes John Mellencamp, Dog and Joe Show on a Thursday. We're going to take off. 93 minutes, we'll continue. And back on Monday, Monica Lowe, she'll be back in. Joe and I, we're going to take off tomorrow. You know what that is. It's Friday!
Yes, it is!
Yeah! Woo! So we'll be out at the State Fair tomorrow, too, if you want to go out and see some horse racing. And don't forget...
I can't wait for this.
It's going to be good tomorrow. It's going to be fantastic. Plus, we have up on Facebook this week's Adorable Adoptable from Front Street. You've got to check out this beautiful little girl. She's a Doberman Pinscher, and she's the one that came in with the guy that I was going to adopt, but found out he was a little ornery and a little too mean, a little too bitey and nippy. So she got left behind, and she's all by her lonesome, and she wants to go home with you.
She really does.
Today.
She needs a good, loving home.
Yeah, she's so docile and so sweet. You can see it in her eyes. Go down there today. They open up at 12 o'clock. She's a beautiful little girl. And we heard that she's got a case of the soft stool.
Yeah, yeah. She's got a little bit of nervousness going on. She's sad and she's heartbroken and she's got some separation anxiety happening. And that stuff will clear up. That doesn't take long.
I'm telling you.
Used to having that dog around her all the time.
Those dumb dogs, man. You know, when Chess passed away and then, you know, we got Hershey. The Hershey's still not the same.
I know.
Those dogs, man, when you disrupt their routine and their life, or they have especially a dog partner, oh my God, it kills them.
Well, you think about the amount of time they spend together with each other rather than with us while we're at work or, you know, running errands or what have you.
And they know how to communicate because they're dogs. They're speaking the same lingo and they got the same stuff going on. So,
well, you can communicate with a dog, can't you?
Well,
dog?
Yeah. Just the high pitched sounds I can hear. I kind of cack my neck like that. You know,
see his ear kind of tweak up a little bit.
Yeah, you rub me right there. You know, just above my above the groin area.
Didn't need to see that.
I'll start kicking my right leg real hard.
Oh, that's where you get the old kickstart going, huh?
Yeah, every now and again, you know, if I don't eat enough fiber, you know, the night before, I got to do a dog brody every now and again. You'll catch me. I'll drag my rear end around the carpet with my legs up, pushing myself around with my front arms.
For weeks, he's tried to sign that off as yoga. I knew that wasn't what it was.
Yeah. That's called that dirty yoga. Anyway, check her out, please. Look at her. She's on Facebook today. She's available for adoption at 12 o'clock, waiting for you on Facebook. And here shortly, we've got the full Chew review. Mm-hmm. Joe and I went out to Slice of Old Sacramento. That's going to be waiting for you on the podcast. And all the other podcasts are back up because producer Dana's back. So
yes,
tomorrow's Friday.
Thankfully. All right, you guys, enjoy your afternoon. And thank you again for hanging out with us. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Play nice.